Michael Brown, the embattled director of FEMA, announced today that he will resign. The news broke about a half hour ago. For more on this quickly unfolding story, we turn to Spencer Hsu, Washington Post Homeland Security reporter, and he joins us by phone from the Post newsroom. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Lynn.
Did this announcement come as any surprise to you, or were you expecting it?
It was fairly expected. I think the timing was a little bit of a surprise in the way it came out. It was actually broken by the Wall Street Journal on its website, and the next thing you know, you saw a comment from Mike Brown to the Associated Press where he said, the focus has got to be on FEMA, what the people are trying to do down there. I came to the conclusion this was in the best interest of not just the administration and not just me, but FEMA. And we're now awaiting a statement from him officially through the agency.
Well, when do you know when the resignation becomes? I mean, when his resignation becomes official, or
not exactly? The timing is still a little bit fuzzy, and Homeland Security officials are also trying to track this down. I think there'll be a period where he'll allow for the transition to likely be an acting FEMA administrator appointed, and then confirmation. It is a Senate confirmed post, so that would take some time.
What does this mean for FEMA that there's going to be this kind of change at the top during this, at the same time that they're dealing with this huge catastrophe?
You know, the cynical view, if you take it from critics, is not much, given that there's been a lot of criticism at the absence of experience at top levels of FEMA. They do have acting chiefs of operations who are not changing. These are some of the career personnel that have stepped into these positions, and of course the whole Katrina response is being managed right now by Vice Admiral Thad Allen, Coast Guard Admiral, whom Homeland Security Secretary Mike Chertoff put in charge of the full response on Friday. So to a degree, you know, the Katrina response will continue as it's been reconstituted, and, you know, the agency has been somewhat adrift, you know, even before this.
Yeah, and Brown has been the target of a lot of criticism over the problems in dealing with Katrina. Just remind us of some of the major criticisms of his expertise and his skills in terms of dealing with these kinds of situations.
Yeah, just to walk folks through the chronology, after Katrina hit, I think Brown was quoted initially as saying that they underestimated the initial impact. He went on television that first week of the hurricane, and on Thursday was quoted as saying that the federal government was unaware that there were thousands, tens of thousands of people in the New Orleans Convention Center who needed help. This was after the news had been on the air for, you know, close to a day. He made some statements that appeared to place responsibility for the crisis at victims who did not evacuate or have the means or ability to self-evacuate. After that, he was sort of pulled off the air, and Chertoff went down to sort of take control of the relief effort. Subsequently, details emerged at how he had very little experience, no disaster management experience. In fact, before he was appointed to the job of FEMA director, he had a college friendship with Joe Alba, the former FEMA director who was also campaign manager for Bush Cheney 2000. On top of that, a few days later, it emerged that he'd embellished parts of his resume. His last job was in charge of a commissioner of judges at the International Arabian Horse Association, a sporting group. He left after 9 years of rocky tenure where he said, his lawyer said that they negotiated a settlement to leave voluntarily, but officials with the association said he was pushed out because of disputes with judges and over money. Subsequent, you know, investigation or revelations have, you know, cast further doubt on his background, on his resume, on the qualifications of his senior staff. And basically, the more scrutiny that FEMA gets, the more criticism the agency has been receiving for, you know, its experience. The bench of qualified operations officials since the Bush administration took over, and frankly, a lot of concern over whether FEMA has been sort of downgraded or hollowed out in its incorporation to the Department of Homeland Security 2 years ago.
And do you think there's going to be more resignations or perhaps more firings at FEMA at the top?
It's hard to say. Obviously, there's a lot of scrutiny being applied right now by the government, by Congress. There'll be a couple of congressional hearings by the Senate and House starting Wednesday. Obviously, the president himself has said today that Congress needs to look at the structure and organization of Homeland Security and relief efforts. I think it's fair to assume that there's going to be a lot more reporting done and investigations done by the media, by the government. And it's probably fair to assume that there will be some more turnover as people examine who made these decisions and who bungled the job that first terrible week in New Orleans.
And who's going to be leading FEMA now?
No word yet. No speculation yet. Mm-hmm. You know, the easiest step would be to go with an acting person from within. Again, there are people who are in those jobs right now. You know, people are still trying to confirm that Mike Brown is leaving, and I think we're going to hear speculation about that very shortly.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us today, Spencer.
Thank you, Lynn.
Spencer Hsu is the Washington Post Homeland Security reporter. He joined us by phone from the Washington Post newsroom.